please.
Turn your microphones on, buddy.
You can't hear me without it.
All right, we're gonna go ahead and call the meeting order. It's 5:30. The Johns County Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for April 14th, 2014. We'll go ahead and do introductions first. Go ahead.
Julie Van Dyke, Liberty Township.
Terry Doms, Newport.
Andy Chapel, County Attorney's Office.
Katie Lamby, Public Health.
Josh Bussard, Planning and Zoning. And I want to introduce Mitch Sprouse. He's a first-year graduate student at the University of Iowa. So he should be with us, hopefully, for a while longer. He's great, so.
I see he's got the badge, so he must be in for a while.
Yes.
And to our planning and zoning.
Julia Dodds, Planning and Zoning.
Shelley Meyer, Washington Township.
Kathy Swanka, Madison Township.
And Bob Conrad, Penn Township. All right. At this point in time, if you do have a cell phone, go ahead and turn it on to vibrate. If you need to step out and take a call. Just keep things going, not to distract the meeting. First thing on the agenda is approval of the agenda. So can I?
So moved.
Second.
So moved and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing any? All right. Next, approval of the March 10th, 2014 minutes.
So moved.
I second that.
Motion a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Moving on, before we start on subdivision applications, anybody who wishes to speak tonight is more than welcome to come up to the podium. Just what I'd ask is you to give your name and your address, just for the record. Everything here is being recorded tonight, so other than that, we can. St. Peter's Church of Cosgrove / Guy Goldsmith, signed by Sandy Style and MS Consultants, requesting preliminary and final plat approval of Parish Hall subdivision.
And this is located in the village of Cosgrove. It's at the intersection of Cosgrove Road and 400 Street Southwest in Arden Township. And the purpose of the subdivision is that the lot has never been subdivided. It's zoned highway commercial, and they're wanting to pull a building permit. So we're going to bring it into compliance with our ordinance. So here's the general location here in the village of Cosgrove. You can see in the northeast quadrant of the intersection, more close-in view. And it's in the village of Cosgrove. The county engineer, the health department, they did not have any objections. And I'm going to talk more about the development of this parcel with the site plan. So
okay.
Just go with that. Initially, this application, it was deferred last month due to right-of-way dedication requirements. Those have all been resolved. The plat and the legal documents, they are correct. Staff recommends approval.
All right. Is there anyone here in the health department? You said there was no objections, correct?
Yep.
All right, just double check that. Anyone here like to speak on behalf of this application?
Good evening, commission members. I'm Glenn Meisner with MMS Consultants. And in the audience, I have Pat with St. Peter Church. And so we'll try and answer questions that you have. But the project is kind of getting some things cleaned up so they can go ahead and build this building that's becoming a necessity to fix up. So that will answer any questions that you may have.
Okay, I don't have anything. Any commission members? No. Right.
The county engineer's report, just wanting to understand, so that has been taken care of, or this is subsequent stuff that happens after?
It has been taken
that's
care of.
That's right. Okay. Just wanted to make sure I understood.
All right. Anybody else would like to speak on behalf of this application? Not seeing any? Commission members?
Move to approve.
I second that.
All right. I have a motion and a second. Need a roll call vote.
Doms?
Yes.
Van Dyke?
Yes.
Meyer?
Yes.
Swanka?
Yes.
Conrad?
Yes. All right, application 25017 has been approved. Moving on to zoning applications for hearing. We have 25052, Adam Henke, is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Assigned by Mark Stein, MMS, requesting rezoning of 0.03 acres from C commercial to AR agricultural residential.
And this very small piece of ground is located on the west side of Ely Road, approximately 2,000 feet north of Highway 382. This rezoning, it is being done as a first step in order to, as part of a larger combination for a larger subdivision. This will serve as an access point. So you can see here is the intersection of Highway 382 and Ely. Here is the parcel. It's for access. And you can see in green right here, this is the parcel that's going to be rezoned. It's very small. It was zoned highway commercial. Boundary line adjustment is going to be done. It's going to be re-subdivided and be part of this larger parcel once it is brought into compliance with the Unified Development Ordinance and rezoned. Health Department, did you have anything for this one?
Not at this stage.
Okay. We will be talking with you in the Deepwater subdivision. County engineer did not have any objections. As we said, the rezoning will bring it into compliance, and staff recommends approval.
All right, anyone here on behalf to speak of the application 25042? All right, don't see anybody. Commissioners?
So I move to approve application 25402.
Second.
Motion and second. Roll call vote.
Van Dyke?
Yes.
Meyer?
Yes.
Swanka?
Yes.
Doms?
Yes.
Conrad?
Yes. All right. 25042 has been approved. Moving on to site plan review. 24999 St. Peter Church of Cosgrove requesting a site plan review of Lot 1 of proposed Parish Hall subdivision.
Which you guys just recommended approval of this Lot 1. Become final when it goes before the board. But essentially on this 2.5 acre parcel, they want to build a new parish hall for an existing church. As I already showed you some of these pictures. So here is the actual site plan. So here is Cosgrove and here is 400th Street. So you can see here, and you guys should see a more close in view on your staff reports. But essentially they're building this 6,000 square foot parish hall, the covered patio, here's parking, and then stormwater management and stormwater detention areas up here in the northwest corner of the lot.
So are they demolishing the current building on that site?
I believe so, yes.
But not the church?
There's a little building right down in this corner that's going to be gone.
Across from the church.
Right, but he's in the church, that's why I wanted to show.
So, not the actual church, it's just that little building.
Okay.
So, really, it's a simple. They're just building this building. It's going through the site plan approval process to senior staff reports. They are in compliance with all requirements of the site plan review ordinance, and staff is recommending approval contingent upon the applicant entering into an agreement with the Board of Supervisors to maintain the portion of 400 Street Southwest. Lot 1, or the proposed Lot 1, sits fronts up onto. This agreement, I'm not sure what it will be, but possibly the agreement, you could to be agreed to have no agreement. So they're not going to require them to enter into anything. That's something that the board will work out. And also, they need to complete some landscape buffering, so they need to do some plantings on the north side. Hasn't been really good planting weather recently. And we're going to approve the site plan, but we're going to hold up any final occupancy permits until they have the plantings for this landscape buffer complete. The applicant, they've also elected to waive the 15-day requirement for the Board of Supervisors to make a decision regarding this application, because the site plan technically cannot be approved until the Board of Supervisors approves the subdivision, so they won't hold that public hearing until May 15th.
Okay.
Other than that, any other questions?
All right. Is public health get involved with this? And I'll probably not say.
Yeah, they have submitted a wastewater application because they're gonna abandon the system that they have out there. So we have that.
I see that's on here. Looks like that's a proposed. That's, so that's a brand new one.
Yeah.
There's no concern about them abandoning the other one correctly. Is that in there somewhere? I mean, obviously they need
to. No, because that usually happens when the new system is put in.
Okay. All right, Ricky.
And we inspect for that also.
All right, thank you. Anything else here? All right. Anyone would like to speak on behalf of application 24999?
Hi again, Glenn Meisner with MMS Consultants. I've spoken with the parishioners of this church, and as far as the road agreement, we're happy to sign agreement, but the agreement is that we're probably not going to participate in doing work to the road. I think the road has been taken care of by the county all these years. If there's a seal code in front of us with that, I don't see that that we would want to be doing that, but we'll hash that out with the board when we get to the board. And I just don't see that we would undertake that cost. Okay, thank you.
But that's not an issue we need to be concerned with, the road maintenance.
No.
Okay.
Good, thanks.
Well, it's a contingency that we want to attach to any approval. So because according to the ordinance, a site plan, it needs to be on a enter onto a paved road unless some sort of agreement is reached to either pave the road or maintain the road or something else.
And nothing proceeds until that agreement is made with the supervisors?
Yes.
Because we make it contingent.
Well, you're making it contingent for their approval, and but they need to address the issue before they approve it.
Motion to approve application 24999, St. Peter's Church, contingent on the application coming to an agreement with Johns County supervisors to maintain the roadway of 400th Street Southwest.
The portion that fronts onto the lot one of Parish Hall subdivision.
Portion that.
That fronts on lot one of Parish Hall subdivision.
That's on lot one to Parish subdivision. There we go.
Second.
All right, I have a motion second. One thing I do want to say, is there anybody else think I have to speak? But I'm just going to ask Ian, is there anybody else that needs to speak on behalf of this application? All right. So I have a motion and a second. Roll call vote.
Meyer.
Yes.
Swinka.
Yes.
Doms.
Yes.
Van Dyke.
Yes.
Conrad.
Yes. All right. That site plan review has been approved, 24999. Moving on to the next site plan review of 25020, Jeff and Lori Kent requesting site plan review of lot one of the Vineyard and Second subdivision.
So I believe most of us are familiar with where the winery is located. It's on the south side of Merrick Road, essentially at the intersection with Highway 965 in Jefferson Township, just south of 120th Street. The winery, they're proposing to construct a 76 by 34 foot building to brew or make bourbon. Yes, it's distilled bourbon. So, anyways, some of the land use policies, they said it's just south of the Swisher Schlegel Economic Development Area. It's was not so recently, a few years ago, rezoned to light industrial. So this winery is now a permitted use. Previously, it was a conditionally permitted use in the agricultural zoning district. This is important to the county engineer. He wants the applicant, just like he did with the conditional use permit, entered into an agreement to be responsible for all costs related to the upgraded chip sealing or dust control servicing of that seal coat from Highway 965 to 140th Street on Merrick Road. So from 965 on Merrick Road as you're going west to the intersection of 140th Street. With the conditional use permit, the applicant did agree to pay for all maintenance of that section of road since the agreement essentially expired, since there is no more conditional use permit, and as part of the site planning process, we are looking for another agreement that is similar. And that's what the county engineer is asking for, and essentially it'll be up to the board supervisor to determine which direction they will go. So here's the exhibit, where it is, more close in view. Here is this bourbon distillery that is being proposed to be constructed. It's right here. Here is the main area of the winery, and this is sort of the gathering space or event center that was recently constructed in the conditional permitting process. Parking, he is going to have 63 spaces available. 60 spaces is required. And that large number of parking spaces is due to the restaurant use, which requires 10 spaces for every 1,000 square foot total area. Now, we have noticed and we have heard reports that the applicant is parking on Merrick Road and in the right of way of U9 Highway 965. We want to remind him that that is illegal. Parking in the right of way is not allowed in Johnson County. The parking area and the interior road surface, those are either going to be asphalt or a chip seal surface, and those are reflected on your site plan. They have an approved stormwater management plan. They need to do quite a bit of work to comply. They also have an approved soil erosion control plan. And we're gonna withhold all final occupancy permits until all stormwater management measures have been implemented. And essentially that is installing a biocell up in the northeast corner of the property, and then the pond, it's down in the southwest corner. He needs to do some work on that to improve the quantity of that pond, or the quantity of water that pond can hold. So here's another exhibit from the site plan. And as I said, they have that approved stormwater management and soil erosion control plan. They're also in full compliance with the sensitive areas ordinance. And staff is recommending approval of the site plan contingent, just like the last one, upon the applicant entering into an agreement with the Board of Supervisors and the County Engineers to maintain Highway 965, or a section of Merrick Road between Highway 965 and 140th Street Northwest. There's also some other issues that we would like to bring up. There's some issues pertaining to fire and life safety with that large event center that's just behind the winery. He has constructed some sort of a non-code compliant vestibule connecting the two buildings. That needs to be removed. And no building permits whatsoever are going to be issued for any facilities or any building on this property until everything is code compliant. And as they said, no final occupancy permits are going to be issued until the stormwater management and soil erosion control measures are installed and completed. And with that, that's all I have. Questions? And KT, I didn't
mention. Yeah, we don't have any comment because it's a DNR well and a DNR wastewater system.
All right. Anyone like to speak on behalf of 25020?
Okay, Glenn Meisner again with MMS Consultants. I have spoken to the owner of the project in regards to parking, to not have vehicles parked out on the road right away, so he's aware of that. I did write a letter to Josh today after consulting with Mr. Quint about the road agreement, and so we'll be putting that into a form to let Andy review prior to the Board of Supervisors meeting. And the wastewater is a DNR permitted wastewater. So with that, I think everything else is in order, and I'll be happy to answer questions that your commission may have.
All right, so is he going to remove the vegetables then between the two buildings? Or is that probably grapevines that are between them?
The vestibule, there's a covered area that connects it to, so it's just a covered area that's a vestibule.
And the answer is yes, he is going to. I did talk to him about that, and I guess his statement to me was, winter's over, I guess I can get by without that. So I was hoping it was done, but I haven't been to the site to look at it.
I don't think it's done yet, and you can't put it back up next winter.
I was gonna make the same comment.
Yeah.
Well, is it, so So it's not an option to build a vestibule to code?
Well, he could build a vestibule to code.
You've got to ask first.
This is just sort of like a giant tent that connects the two buildings.
Attractive.
If there's any fire, there's no way.
It is attractive, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. Doesn't make the neighborhood attractive. It's got to be to code. Or
I understand that.
Rules.
Anything else?
Well, as far as the parking lot, I thought they provided more spaces than really was necessary, but yet it seems it must be very popular if they're parking out on Merrick Road and 965, which is some distance away.
Keep in mind that this is also, not only is it a winery, but it serves an event center on the weekends, so there's a lot of weddings and events that happen there. Not just people going to the restaurant.
Right. So I'm just wondering if the parking lot really is adequate.
That's why I'm talking to him.
Well, I think it's adequate according to our standards, but whether it's adequate for the facility, that I can't answer you.
So I guess we'll cross that bridge.
I'm still having come in right at the end of Celebration Barn. A little uncomfortable with that. And I mean, do we have any more information? Is this happening, you know, once in a season, or is this every, I'm never fond of parking out. And I mean, I realize there's a reason I'm not fond of it, but I'm just not fond of parking out on the roadway. Is this happening all the time? Are we, you know,
I don't think it's an everyday occurrence.
But is it every weekend during wedding season?
I don't think it's every weekend either.
Okay.
I don't have any statistics on that.
I thought you probably had more info if there was.
There have been people parking out there, and generally people remember the one bad time. So, but he knows it, and you know he's got plenty of room to address the issue. So, other than that, he's in compliance with our parking standards.
Just out of curiosity, so what happens if this is the best wedding season ever? How does, I mean, I realize it's no longer our issue, but I'm just curious, what do they do? How does that get taken care of? Do they just call the sheriff and complain and say, you know, we're concerned about safety? Okay, so then it can be addressed.
They can issue parking tickets.
Sheriff can enforce that.
I'm always happy to see them.
And or tow. I can issue parking ticket and tow.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. So. Yeah. We'll just call the sheriff.
That's good to know, because I really.
So just to clarify the parking thing, since it's on the table you're talking about now, the only thing that dictates the amount of parking spots in this scenario is the parking area is the restaurant part of it?
We want the highest use, which is per ordinance the restaurant. We don't have any standards for an event center. Maybe it's something we need to amend or ordinance to have, but essentially the restaurant is the most intensive parking standards we have. So
it might be something to seriously start considering, because we're having more and more really neat creative businesses like this, and one of the ways that they can survive and really increase their chances is to be able to do those event centers, and they're always going to be seeking those as probably the second step after they get their business, you know, initially set up and running.
And I just want to hear this from Glenn, the bio cell, that's not going to be an issue either.
It's not going to be an issue.
All right. I take it your word.
It's on the plan. Then
we know he'll be back.
Well, things are on the plan sometime, but they get lagging behind. But I believe you'll have it taken care of. So anybody else have any questions? Or anybody else in the audience would like to speak on behalf of this application?
Thanks for explaining that so well, because it is something, I mean, I think about it for my property as well, you know.
All right, at this point I would entertain a motion on 25040. 25020, yes, get ahead of myself.
You may spit it out, I think I can.
Yeah, we're welcome.
Okay, so the contingency is only based on the road. The rest is taken care of by you withholding occupancy permit. Okay, so motion to approve application 25020 of Jeff and Lori Quint, and contingent on the working out an agreement with the Johnson County supervisors to maintain the roadway on Merrick Road between 965 and 140th Street Northwest.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Roll call vote.
Swinka?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Van Dyke?
Yes.
Meyer?
Yes.
Conrad?
Yes. Motion approved, 25020. Moving on to subdivisions for hearing. First one here, 25043, Alan and Kevin Sexton, signed by Alan Sexton, requesting primary and final plat approval of Sexton Acres.
All right, this is located on the north side of 540th Street Southeast, approximately 1,300 feet west of its intersection with Taft Avenue. Purpose is to plat a one-lot farm set split. The lot one will be 3.67 acres from 120-acre parent farm. This is the location map. You can see the location of the property surrounded in blue. Hills, Iowa is over here to the west. Here is the actual area, the subdivision. As you can see, here's the house in the bottom left of the plot, and various farm agricultural buildings also located on the property. According to the land use policy, this is located in a ag designation. Before any building will be done, we will require that a building permit is received. The lot is accessed on 540 Street Southeast. There's currently those two access points, which one to the residence and one to the farm buildings. According to the health department, there is no permitted wastewater system on the property, and they will require a permitted system to be installed before this is accepted. Do you guys have anything else to add?
Nope, that's it.
And according to the county engineer, the two accesses will be allowed as long as one is used as an agricultural access and the other one is used as the residence. They'll also consider a combination of the two access points if that is what the applicant would prefer. Like most subdivisions, any work in the right of way will have to be approved by the secondary road department before that happens. As I stated earlier, there is no permitted wastewater system on the property, so before anything can be accepted, they will have to address that issue. And because of that, they have requested that the application be deferred for 30 days.
All right. Even though we're looking at deferrals, anyone here would like to speak on behalf of application 25043? Seeing none. This will be deferred for 30 days, and we will see you there. Unless commission members had any questions on it, right? All right, very good. Next one, application 25044, Cabin Creek Properties, LLC, the CO Claire Lakota, signed by Tom Anthony, Shoemaker, Holland. Oh, that's easier to sound, or look. Requesting preliminary and final plat approval of Cabin Creek Addition.
And it's located on the north side of 250th Street Northwest, 1,500 feet west of James Avenue Northwest in Madison Township. The applicant is looking to plat a 4.82-acre farmstead split lot, and the parent farm is approximately 296 acres. So here is the parent farm and the parcel being split right here. It's more close in view. Notice that there is a house and a large outbuilding right here. Just a reminder, this outbuilding is not to be used for any commercial purposes unless this parcel is either rezoned for commercial purposes or a conditional use permit for a home business or some other type of conditional use permit is applied for and then granted by the Board of Adjustment. It's located in the rural ag area. It's also part of the Johnson County North Liberty fringe area. Per the agreement, North Liberty has waived the right to review farmstead splits in this area. Regarding building permits, it's no longer a farm. Before any construction begins, they need to apply for and receive a permit. These two driveways right here, per the recommendation of the county engineer, they need to be removed, and those are marked on the plat accordingly. Health Department?
They have a permanent wastewater system, so we don't have an objection.
And the county engineer just wanted those driveways removed. Other than that, he had no objections. The plat and legal documents are correct. Staff recommends approval.
Okay, Josh, I have a question. What would it take to make that commercial zoning?
The Board of Supervisors would have to rezone it, or if it was ever annexed by the City of North Liberty, then all bets are off, and I don't know what would happen.
Okay.
All right, so I'm here to speak on behalf of 25044.
Good evening, I'm Tom Anthony from Shoemaker Engineering, and I'll answer any questions you have. Claire Mecca is here also to answer any questions for you.
I would like to let the rest of the board members know that last Wednesday night, this property was sold prior to this, and so once this goes through, then the new owners will take over. And this will be the only farmstead split that can happen on this parent farm as well.
Yep, correct? Everything in blue you see there, that is the only farmstead split under our current zoning code.
How far outside of the city limits of North Liberty is this property?
Approximately maybe 2,600 feet. Here's the city limits of North Liberty, and here's two quarter-quarter sections at about 1,300 feet.
Josh, where are you saying city limits end for there for North Liberty?
See the brown right here?
Is that at James then?
I think it's Penn Street where 250 begins. So today is it, say again, Tom?
I can help you.
Yeah, I think it's a quarter mile.
It's actually 80 rods away from the city limits.
Okay, that's fine. Now, Josh, I do have a question, because I listened closely to what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And you said that no commercial development can be there. And I'm aware of this building and this site, and know it's a pretty large building. You just make that because there is a concern because of the size of the building, or is there some issues we've had in the past?
There's been no issues in the past. They've been a farm, agriculturally exempt, and they've used it for farming.
Yep.
It's a good looking building.
If I remember right, there was a lady that fell down in the garden out front here that I helped up and got her back into her house probably a couple, 3 years ago. So, I'm sorry, here she passed away, but it's like, all right. Having said that, is there anybody else that'd like to speak on behalf? You can go ahead. I think Dominic, we're just done talking. Is there anyone else? I don't see anyone else right in the audience. The young children back there. You know, probably not. All right. So, any other questions by commission members, or I'd entertain a motion.
I make a motion to approve application 25044 Kevin Creek Properties.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call vote.
Van Dyke.
Yes.
Meyer.
Yes.
Swinka.
Yes.
Dom.
Yes.
Conrad.
Yes. Motion 25044 has been approved. All right. Moving on to other business. Any other new business?
I'll just mention very briefly, I did attend my first airport P&Z meeting.
Cool.
And the second one is tomorrow evening at 5:30. And I think we probably will meet maybe two more times and we'll be done, so.
So what are you accomplishing? Just a quick overview of that.
Well, it has to do with, actually I think tall buildings all of a sudden being constructed in downtown Iowa City.
Yeah.
Which are within the flight plan, so they go above the horizontal
glide slope.
Yes.
Okay.
And so right now there's they want to pass a new zoning ordinance, so in the future new buildings can go, will be facilitated, will go through quicker, can be approved. So it's pretty, not, it is straightforward what we're doing.
Right.
Just dealing with, I guess, current construction standards and things that are going on in Iowa City.
And will it, with the new zoning ordinance, will it be something along the lines of this or fewer stories or this height or less?
No.
Or what kind of zoning ordinance? Just that they need to get additional approval for?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, very good.
This makes that more straightforward.
Any other business that needs to be taken care of? Thanks for bringing that up, Terry. Seeing none, I entertain a motion.
So moved.
I second that.
Move in a second. I guess I'll go ahead and call all in favor.
Aye.
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 Opposed? I just had to say that. All right, meeting adjourned. So. I actually don't think we ever, do we ever sit, Terry, on the meeting adjourned?
Did
we have
that?
You want to?